Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're talking with David Strumfels, and he is the author of a book called Wondering About. And wondering is W-O-N-D-E-R-I-N-G, wondering about. Hello, David.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Now, David, before we get into the discussion about the book, we should probably let everybody know that one of the things that compelled you to write, and that is a theme integral to the book, is your Asperger's syndrome condition. Can you talk about that a little bit and how that affects you?
Well, Asperger's is it's something. It's considered on the line of a type of autism or high-functioning autism. And the negative sides of it is that it makes it very difficult to read social cues and other people's intents and emotions and feelings, so that you sort of go through life feeling a bit like an alien, you know, sort of left out, and you can't really do things like socialize or make contacts with people or all of these sort of normal social activities that normal people take for granted. People with Asperger's have a very difficult time doing these things. For myself, I kind of use my own intellect and my powers of observation to overcome these limitations, but it's limited to a degree. A positive side of Asperger's, though, and especially in my regard, is that I think it has helped me to retain the childlike sense of curiosity and wonder and imagination that all children have, but a lot of people lose when they grow up, and I never seem to have lost that. So I consider that a very real positive.
And hence the title of the book, Wondering About, as if you're wondering about everything that's going on around you, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I tend to get into things and wonder about, you know, why is it that way? How come things work that way? The title is also a bit of a play on words, with wondering being, you could also say, wandering about, because it's kind of a little bit like my life. I have wandered about in various different fields of the natural sciences and other fields of inquiry, places and things that have sparked my curiosity and sense of wonder.
Yes, David, you call this an intellectual autobiography. What do you mean by that?
Well, really, I had this mind that has this Asperger's syndrome, but also it also has a lot of curiosity and imagination, and I think I've been gifted with a certain amount of intellect, and it has taken me to many places in life, not so much physically, but I call it intellectually, because I've always spent a lifetime studying natural sciences like biology and chemistry and astronomy and geology and cosmology and physics and so forth. So the book is kind of a condensation of the places my mind has been taken.
Yeah, I know you like to say that the book is not entirely about your life, but rather the journey of your mind through your life. It's a bit hard for those outside of you and your mind and your body to distinguish between the two. So do that for us, will you?
Well, okay. I mean, for example, I have a master's degree in chemistry from the University of Pennsylvania. And here I am sitting in a house I have a wife. I have two children. For all outward purposes, I have a very normal life. I haven't traveled to many wondrous places. I've been to Vietnam. That's about the most. But the wondering part is the part of my mind that just keeps asking questions about things like, you know, why is the sky blue? You know, where do we all come from? How old is the Earth? What will happen to the universe? How did the universe begin? How is it that we are sentient beings in a universe of that apparently in a universe that seems to run purely by physical laws? So that's kind of how I would distinguish an intellectual autobiography from an autobiography as a series of, you know, I was born here, I was raised here, and I experienced this and that and so forth. I'm more interested in telling the readers what I have learned and what I have discovered, and trying to help the reader to see the world in a way that can help them understand the world better too. Because the world as we perceive it is mostly a function of how our brain functions. And that's very limiting in a sense. If you're talking about things that are very, very tiny or very, very large or on enormous time scales, then that kind of intuitive way of approaching things that we all have doesn't really allow us to understand these greater and smaller concepts, such as in chemistry, in atoms, in atomic physics, in cosmology, in evolution, and the great age of the Earth.
David, you've mentioned the natural sciences quite a bit. Tell me how you're using the natural sciences, writing about the natural sciences, has been a source of therapy for your Asperger's condition.
Well, as a child, I loved the natural sciences. I thought I was going to grow up to be an astronomer, actually. And I spent a great deal of my life just reading and wondering about things and pondering about things and studying things. And I also like to write, so that a couple of years ago, it just occurred to me that, you know, why don't I write a book about myself, my own mind, and where it has taken me. And writing the book has been, very therapeutic for me.
And David, what else have you learned from writing the book?
What else have I learned? Well, one of the things I've learned, especially in studying the natural sciences, I've learned a great deal of humility. I like to think that the first half of my scientific education was learning how little I knew, and that the second half of my scientific education was learning how little was known. So it has kept my mind very open, and it has kept my sense of inquisitiveness and exploration and wonder and imagination. And I simply wrote the book out of a passion to share with other people what I have learned in my life being the person I am.
We're talking with author David Strumfels. His book is called Wondering About. And I'm wondering about something, David. With your intellectual curiosity, you're driven by it. You have a restless passion to understand, as you like to put it. As you researched the book, did you have any epiphanies? Was there anything you didn't understand before that you do now clearly understand better?
Well, I always like to say the best way to learn something is to try to teach it. And I certainly had to do a fair amount of research to understand the issues and the things I was talking about, things I were talking about a little bit better. So I don't know that I've had an epiphany per se, but it has helped to gel my thoughts and my mind and where I want my mind to go.
So what you're saying is you've learned more about yourself more than anything.
I've certainly learned a great deal about myself over the last few years. It has freed me, I would say. Learning about my condition and learning about all of these aspects of the natural world has been a very liberating experience for me. It's not over. It's an experience, you know, in many ways that's just beginning, even though I'm 53 years old. And I look forward to many more years of wandering about and hopefully writing about the things my mind finds interesting and sharing them with readers and trying to share them in a way and trying to take many of these sciences are fairly complex, and people often feel overwhelmed by them. But one of my themes is, you know, you don't have to feel overwhelmed by them. You just have to sort of use your imagination, and hopefully, if I've written things correctly, you know, I can take you to where you will understand these things, whether they be atoms or living things or stars, galaxies, and so forth. It's not, you know, science is not something that is restricted to some kind of intellectual elite. I think ordinary people can learn a great deal about the world they live in and the universe they live in if they can spark their own imagination and sense of wonder and their sense of curiosity.
Well, David, you talked about learning about yourself. You talked about learning more about the natural sciences and the world around you. What did you learn about the process of writing a book? Was this your first attempt, and how difficult or easy was it for you?
Well, it was certainly the first book I ever wrote. It took me 2 years to write it. I did it in a fairly leisurely manner because I had no idea what I was doing when I started. This probably somewhat accounts for the rather... the word I'm trying to capture. The play on words of wondering and wandering. I've never written a book before. I've written some science fiction short stories.
Did you enjoy the process?
I enjoyed it very much.
Enough to work on another book?
Oh yeah, and in fact, I worked on almost completed another book.
Oh, wonderful! What's that about?
This book is more focused on chemistry. It's called The Third Row. I envision it as a companion to chemistry texts in maybe schools and universities, a sort of way of talking about atoms and chemistry and chemical bonds and all of these topics that are often overwhelm chemistry students or students who have to study chemistry at a university level or even at a high school level. And I try to talk about it in a way that makes it very accessible for them to see, to understand, and to get a feeling for these otherwise rather difficult and complex topics.
Well, in the meantime, David, a lot of luck with the book you've just written, Wondering About.
Okay, thank you very much.